Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Alozic. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hefner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Hefner. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Causey reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Edwards moves to third. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive towards short. Bressoud reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a line drive into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump takes first base on ball 4. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alozic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Diego Seghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghe is 0-for-1 in the game. Seghe strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger throws the ball into Schilling, who tags Del Greco trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stewart strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. One out. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hefner moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schilling hits a line drive towards left. Alozic catches it and throws to second to double up Hefner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit throws to second for 1, and Schilling throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cimoli moves to second. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Cimoli moves to third. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seguí is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seguí is 0 for 2 in the game. Seguí hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. George Aluzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aluzic hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field. Aluzic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into left field. Aluzic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressoud hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco who is chasing the ball. Bressoud reaches third base with a triple. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0 for 3 in the game. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roman Mejias pinch hits for Bob Hefner. Roman Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Edwards settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Edwards. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roman Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-3 in the game. Seghi strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards fires to first and picks off Yastrzemski. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.